Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode, a conversation with Dean Susan Fournier, where she answers the question at the heart of the show. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Hey, Emery.
Hey, Ben.
Laurel.
Team Yanny.
Team Laurel.
So, obviously, this is not the usual day that you would get our podcast in your feed, but we are giving you a little taste of something because the internet, including Reddit, kind of blew up last night around this big debate involving this piece of audio that went viral, and nobody can tell whether the piece of audio is somebody or a computer saying Yanny or Laurel, right?
Yeah, including us. I mean, we were a part of that heated debate last night where it was like, Yanny or you're dead to me. So this is like every audio nerd's dream to dig into something like this, and that's what we're going to do.
And some of the reporting, the original reporting on this, linked back to comments made on Reddit by Redditors who were reacting to this sound and trying to figure out what it actually was, what was happening. So we actually called up one of these Redditors and talked to him about it.
My name's Steve Backenstos. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I am a college student and audio engineer. My Reddit handle is STVNTB.
Are you Team Yanny or Team Laurel?
I actually heard both.
You heard both even jarring. The first time?
Yeah, I heard both at the same time. They come in and out of different levels of prevalence, but they were both there from the get-go. I think because I knew that it was going to be some sort of weird split phenomenon from the beginning, I was prepared for that.
So if you go in having the knowledge, then it's easier to hear both of them?
Yeah, well, I did a little research here and there, and I think it was an Atlantic article brought up a good point that speech is made up entirely. Like, it's just sounds that we've given significance to. They have no innate value. So when you're presented with something, like, you visually see, hey, this is the word you're going to hear, and then you hear it, you'll probably hear it, and your brain will try and fill in those gaps. Even if you don't entirely hear it, your brain will be like, yeah, that's what you heard.
Huh. Interesting. So when you were going to listen the first time, did you expect to hear both?
Yes, but I wasn't sure to what degree. And after I heard it, I kind of understood why you could hear it different ways. You know, from just reading about it, mm-hmm. You expect it to be like the black and blue dress or the white and gold dress, where it's going to be just strikingly blatant right there. You will immediately hear one or immediately hear the other, and you won't be able to change your ability to hear either one.
Well, I think that was most people's experience in the beginning, at least, or at least most people around me, just anecdotally. And it was my experience too. I first heard Yanny over and over and over, and try as I might, I couldn't hear Laurel to save my life. And then, like, I don't even know, like, I switched from phone to laptop and listened again, and it was Laurel, and I couldn't hear Yanny.
Yeah, that's when I was listening to it originally and when I made that whole post, the prevalent one was Laurel. And after like 20 minutes or so, after I had gotten your email, I went and talked to my dad and was like, you would not believe the email I just got, and wanted to give him a little background and played it for him. And then I heard Yanny more prevalent than Laurel.
Was he like, what drugs are you on? And you were like, no, no, no. The only drug I'm on is the internet, Dad.
Yeah. We both kind of came to the conclusion of, I should probably go do a little more research so I don't say something stupid on the phone.
So can you walk us through your Reddit comment?
Yeah. There's really, I think, two big parts to what's happening here. And one is the frequencies of human speech and human hearing, and then how that works with audio formats.
Okay, go on. So
human hearing runs from about 20 hertz to about 20,000 hertz or 20 kilohertz. That's actually the range of human pitch perception. So just because we can't hear above 20,000 hertz or below 20 hertz as a pitch doesn't mean we can't perceive it as something. So that's why now moving over into audio file formats, you hear a lot of audio guys complaining about MP3s
right.
and stuff like that, because that's a compression format. And so in order to make file sizes small, the algorithm that compresses the audio and makes it smaller just says, well, we don't really need anything above 20,000 hertz, or even more so, we probably don't need anything above 16,000 hertz, because likely over the age of like 18, you probably can't really hear above that. So these algorithms will cut these audio files down more and more, but it's not just a hard chop. So some things are left over. And that's what we refer to as artifacts or digital distortion. And the best way to probably explain that to the layman is it kind of sounds like the audio is pixelated. And if you notice in that recording,
Laurel.
It's very rough, very distorted around the edges. And so you can tell that that's compressed. And because it's voice synthesis, it's probably chopped down to between 80 and, I don't know, 4,000 hertz because of where the voice rests. And then we're going to just take a quick ancillary here and talk about overtones versus fundamentals. So whereas like the pitch of my voice talking to you right now, you're not actually hearing the fundamental frequency because of the way that telephones have traditionally worked. The phone is only transmitting the overtones of my voice, but your brain is able to piece that together. So it doesn't sound like I have a high-pitched voice right now. So
my brain paints a full picture, even though the information is not a full picture, which is like one of the sort of, I guess, kind of magical things that the human brain does in order to help us all make basic sense of the world without going insane.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what it comes down to. When you chop off that top information, that 4,000 up to 20,000 hertz, in order to keep the file size small, you're taking away a lot of that overtone information that really provides the character of the sound you're hearing. If you were to take like a trumpet and a guitar and chop everything down, all of the frequencies out except for the fundamental, you'd just be left with a sine wave and it'd all be the same sound. So it's those overtones that really ultimately give a sound its character. There was a tweet out that somebody had pitch shifted the sound up a certain percentage and down a certain percentage. And when they shifted it up, you could no longer hear Yanny.
Laurel.
And I think that's because the word that I'm assuming the voice was going for, that they had entered into the software, was Laurel. And the Yanny was a result of that compression, and by taking away a lot of the top of it, some of those artifacts that were left over, your brain pieced it together and said, oh, this is Yanny. You know, I can kind of hear enough of the puzzle pieces to say, oh, it's Yanny.
Yanny.
But when you shift it up, those leftover artifacts are now pushed way out of the realm of human hearing, and you're left with just that lower end. You know, the overtones closer to the fundamental are stronger than the ones away from it.
Sure.
So you're going to end up with things that are a little more prevalent. So by forcing out some of those artifacts that made it sort of ambiguous, you're left with Laurel. But when you shift it down, you're taking those artifacts that make you think that it's Yanny, and you're putting those closer into like human hearing range and what you're expecting, or into human voice range.
Uh-huh.
And now you're able to hear Yanny a lot clearer because you're bringing all of those artifacts down into you know, the realm that you're expecting to hear. Something that really kind of complements this story well is the native phonetic alphabet. You know, when you hear pilots and stuff say like Alpha, Delta, Niner and all that stuff, that whole alphabet was created because when you're using radio and you're using telephones where those frequencies are cut, it's very hard to tell. But if I was talking to you in person, we wouldn't be having a debate over if I'm saying the letter V as in Victor or B as in boy. I think it's a very similar situation where, you know, it's just a misunderstanding based on the way the audio is compressed.
So it's not black magic. It's just science.
It's just science. Yeah.
Steve, thank you so much for explaining this to us.
Well, thanks for having me. This was cool.
All right. So that was Steve. But now we're going to turn to one of our buddies here at WBUR, John Perotti. He's the manager of podcast production here. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
So you're an audio nerd. This is kind of your jam,
How
right?
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm so sorry, but this is your jam, right?
This is my domain.
Okay. So you are the perfect person to help us break this down.
Yeah, we just talked about this a lot in theory, but John is here with us with a computer, and he did some of his black magic in order to really settle this with us once and for all.
Right. So what's the first thing you're going to play for us?
Okay, so this is the original file.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay, so...
Which team are you? I'm team Laurel.
Laurel.
I heard Laurel that time.
Okay.
Okay, we all agree. This is amazing.
But there's something strange about this file because people are hearing that other thing. So I was like, let me see if I can get in there and figure it out. You guys sent me some videos of people using EQ to kind of hear different things. So I started with that, and I played around with our isotope tools here, and I got to this. Now, do you hear there's something going on there, right? Do you hear like a high, like weird ghosty thing?
Yeah, and also I'm now Team Yanny.
Okay.
Because that sounds like Yanny, and it also, I hear like digital distortion that makes me want to jump off a bridge.
Okay. So what I heard was there's something way up there. So everybody does the EQ thing, right? And they're like, okay, but I was like, let's pitch this down and see if we can hear anything, like if it's a really high thing. So I pitched it down. You hearing that?
Now it sounds like Yaley.
Yaley. So I went back to I did all that work, and then I was like, okay, well, now I can go back to the original tape. So here's the original tape.
Laurel.
Laurel. Take it down an octave. Now what do you hear?
Yaley. Yaley.
I pitch it
Whoa.
Up. Wait, I'll pitch it up. Now you're just going to hear Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
And then back down.
Yaley. Yaley.
There are two files on top of each other. There's somebody saying Yaley, but in the original here, it's like an octave higher. So you had to really dig to find it, but it's just pitched up. Yaley and Laurel are both right because they're happening at the same time.
But wait, Yaley is still different than Yanny, which a lot of people hear too.
Yanny, I think, is the combo that people are hearing, but I mean, I think it's pretty clear that we're hearing Yaley here. Yaley.
Yaley.
Yaley. Yaley. I can even take it up a bit.
Yaley.
And then you can hear the point at which they start crossing right around here.
Yaley.
So hear them both?
Yaley. Yaley.
Yaley.
Yaley.
Yaley.
My brain is breaking.
It's hard when things are solved right in front of you like magic.
I'm not giving up on Yanny, though, yet. I'm not ready to give up on that. You're telling
you're
me...
That?
No, because... I have clearly heard, yes, I agree, that sounds like Yaley, but I have heard Yanny, and I have heard Laurel.
I want to tell you something, as a fellow musician. No, listen, sometimes you have two instruments playing together, and they kind of make this third sound. That's what's happening here. But really, when you take it out, that's just a bass and a guitar. Two things doing two different parts just at the same time.
So we're hearing like... a new timbre because exactly. of two combined timbres.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're saying that what it, your theory of what it actually is Yaley.
It's Yaley and Laurel at the same time, with Yaley being pitched up an octave over it.
Which makes Yanny and Laurel.
Yes. Solved.
Solved, or this is just the beginning and we're going to hear from a lot of people who say that now we're crazy.
Of course they're going to say that, but that is very clearly Yaley.
That's okay. Yaley. I'm team Yaley now.
Yaley. Yaley.
Even if I go lower, it's even more clear.
Yaley.
Lower, it, Yaley. Yeah, because lower, it does sound more like Yaley more, than Yanny.
It becomes more separated from Laurel the more I pitch it down, because then Laurel becomes so low you can't hear it.
Guys, I think my acid just kicked in. No, but this is like a weird thing. This is like, we should say, this is very much like the gold and white or blue and black dress debate, in which it's really about partially how people perceive sound. And in this case, according to our homie John Parati, this is the case of two words being layered on top of each other that actually end up creating a unique sound that can be misheard by people or heard by people as two other different words, essentially. Is that what it is?
I think so. I guess my last question, John, would be, why is it that I listened, the first time I listened to this audio file at all, I so clearly heard Yanny. 10 minutes later, same computer, same headphones, same everything, I heard Laurel as clearly as I had originally heard Yanny. So why is it that with the same ears and all of the same equipment, I'm hearing two distinctly very different things at different times?
I just think I'm not a neuroscientist, so I really can't.
Why not?
I just didn't try hard enough. No, I just think it's like anything, right? Like, you know, sometimes when you're listening to music and you hear like rhythms, people will hear the rhythms differently. It's just kind of where you jump in. So if you just heard that yeah sound first, like your brain does the rest of the work for you. Yeah. I'm throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm. And I now am more at the point where I hear both at the same time. Yanny and Laurel, which you say at its core is really Yaley.
It is Yaley.
All right.
We're Team Yaley. Are we all Team Yaley now?
We're all Team Yaley.
Okay.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken?, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. These days, it's hard to ignore the debate over the role business should play in society.
There's crescendo around profit, period. Is profit bad? Is capitalism evil? These themes are out there.
Is this criticism of business warranted? And if so, how do we fix it? Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode of the Is Business Broken podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken?, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Listen on for a preview of one of the episodes featuring Susan Fournier, Alan Questrom Professor, and Dean.
So let's start this conversation with the title of the show, Is Business Broken? It's a provocative title and a question. Where did this come from? Why that question now?
We're in a big cultural moment where capitalism, business, market systems are really being scrutinized and debated, and the role of business with it. So I think the question is just on the table. It's on people's minds. It's in the news media. It's in conversations. I think there are growing voices, loud voices, especially among young people who seem increasingly to believe that business and maybe capitalism with it are harmful and create rather than solve problems for society. And what we do seem to hear are those loud voices, and they are very black and white. There are protagonists and the antagonists and the pros and the cons. And there's really no middle discussion. It's sort of like people for and against, and it's loud.
Right. For and against DEI, for instance, right? A battle at play.
Right.
The way you describe it and the way you describe the polarization, it makes it feel like very much of the digital age, right? It feels very much of today. Some of those arguments have been around, though, right? Is this criticism of business and this question, is business broken, is that a new question?
You are so right. It is not a new question. Schumpeter, he was a professor at Harvard, and he's also maybe one of the most influential political economists of the early 20th century. He called for the death of capitalism, the death of business, 100 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
And when he critiqued way back then, he said the very successes of capitalism would bring about its downfall because it would create values hostile to capitalism, and that this would particularly take hold among intellectuals who were critiquing. So there's a lot of that same kind of dynamic happening today, and that's 100 years old. But yeah, we've seen this kind of cultural fervor playbook many times in the past, often precipitated by big crises.
Find the full episode by searching for Is Business Broken wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn more about the Mehrotra Institute for Business, Markets, and Society at ibms.bu.edu.